Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Beth Myers-Shinai with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm bringing you a new show starting today. You get to listen to the inaugural show of Waste Matters on the Air. And many of you in Marion County may have seen the Waste Matters printed tabloid that gets circulated once or twice a year. And our goal with this show is to bring you a lot of that same type of information, but a lot more in-depth, and especially focused on waste reduction. Our program has been working on teaching and outreaching about recycling for a long time, and we're going to try to expand our outreach a little bit more into that reduce and reuse part of the recycling 3Rs trio. Again, my name is Beth Myers-Shinai, and I'm joined in the studio with my technicians who are both master recyclers in Marion County, and I'm so excited that they're here to help me work on the equipment while I get to focus on interviewing some fabulous guests. I've got Irma Hoffman, master recycler, and Terry Freistad, master recycler, and would you guys like to say hello or be silent?
Welcome to Waste Matters.
Thanks, Irma.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, Terry. Before we get to launch into our guest, we've got Michelle Cordova with the Straub Environmental Center, formerly the Friends of Straub Environmental Learning Center. And we luckily, for those of us who do a lot of outreach and use their name a lot, I'm happy to have that shortened version of the name, the Straub Environmental Center. She's going to be here to talk about the upcoming Mid-Valley Green Awards. But before we get to Michelle, I kind of want to do a little bit of background on waste management in Marion County. And set some ground rules for this show about how I use some terms. First of all, we'll be talking about waste a lot. This is a show about waste matters and why it matters and why you should care about it. But when I use the term waste, I'm kind of using it to express that big pile of everything that you just don't need anymore. It's the pile of stuff before we recycle it or compost it or otherwise try to recover it. Then we've got, after we do all of that recovery, we've got garbage. So I'm going to try to stick to those definitions just so we can always be clear about what we're talking about on the show. But I'm going to let my techs like jump in and tell me. They can like call me on it if I use it wrong in the future. And if I'm lucky, I'll find a big, you know, kind of button that they can push for me, keep me in line. So Marion County's role in waste management, first of all, is to control the flow of waste within the county. So we're the ones that direct where any individual load of waste that's hauled, garbage, I already did it, any load, particular load of garbage goes. So most often it's going to go to our waste-to-energy facility, which is a unique facility in all of the Northwest. So we don't directly landfill our garbage. We do try to recover some of the waste that might end up at the curb or at a business's garbage, but we might actually still get to recover a little bit of that. But if it's not going to be recovered, it's going to most likely go to the waste-to-energy facility and have some energy recovered from it. The other important thing that Marion County does is we try to meet the goals that the Oregon State DEQ sets for us in recovering waste and generating waste. And so that's kind of where I come in, and we have three other waste reduction coordinators in the county. My colleagues come in. We try to do what we can to meet those goals for the county. So those goals, let me go over them. The first goal was that we would achieve a 54% recovery rate by 2009. So that means starting with the pile of waste, we recover at least 54% of that before what's left is garbage. In 2009, we were actually already at 58.2% in Marion County. We were quite proud of that. And I think that year and the year after, we were the number one waste recovery waste shed, which is not a watershed, but an area that you collect waste and bring it to one area. We were the highest. We're still up in the top three, but we're not number one. Currently, we're at 60.1%. So we still have increased and gotten better in how much we recover from our waste. Now, the overall generation is the other goal. So the other goal was that we generate that overall pile of waste does not increase after 2009. So to give you some perspective, in 1996, We were just shy of 2,300 pounds per person of garbage generated. Now, in 2009, we were at a little over 2,600. And currently, we are still right a little bit above 2,600. And we are actually just a little bit lower than we were in 2009. So far, we're achieving that no increase in generation goal. Which is great, because when you think about how many people move into the county, you can have population increasing, more people throwing things away, but still keeping the actual generation of tonnage of waste the same. So that's a commendable goal. But we are actually below the state average in the amount of waste that's generated. So even though we do a great job of recovering a lot of that waste, we are still generating more of the big pile than the average waste shed in Oregon. So we still have a ways to go, hence Waste Matters on the Air and many other efforts. So how do we achieve those goals? There's a waste hierarchy that starts at reduce, reuse, recycle, probably recognize those. Then it goes down to compost, recover energy, and landfill. And it's those first four goals, reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost, that really a lot of the education and outreach falls into. Now, I have a few more points, but I think I'm going to save them for the next show, because I want to get on to talking with Michelle about the Mid-Valley Green Awards. So first, I'd like to welcome Michelle Cordova, Executive Director of the Straub Environmental Center.
Thank you, Beth. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here. So we have this event coming up on March 1st at 5 p.m. The Salem Convention Center.
Yes.
I've got the correct
yes.
term for it now. It's changed its name recently. So can you give us an overview of what the Mid-Valley Green Awards are all about, Michelle?
Sure. So this once-a-year event is co-sponsored by Straub Environmental Center and Marion County Environmental Services. The event has two purposes. First one is to acknowledge and honor individuals, businesses, and organizations in the community who are leading the way in sustainable practices and innovations in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And the other purpose is as Straub's Environmental Center's largest fundraiser of the year. So we are a very small nonprofit that provides environmental education in the Mid-Willamette Valley, and we depend heavily on community support to keep our programs running. So this fundraiser really brings in a lot of money for us to keep our programs running.
Great, great. Mm-hmm. I know it's been a great partnership so far, at least from the Marion County perspective.
Yes, it has been.
So how did this award ceremony start? I know I've been involved in them for about three years, but I know that they've been going on a little bit longer than that, and maybe even in a form that preceded the big ceremony that happens at the convention center along with the Straub.
Right. So from what I understand, and I'm not sure how far it goes back, Marion County used to give out awards on an individual basis for recyclers of the year. And it was a very low-key, simple, I even hesitate to say ceremony, because it might not have even been that. It was just kind of an acknowledgement with an award. And they were feeling that those individuals weren't given the credit that they deserved. Mm-hmm. They were given an award, but nobody knew about it.
Community recognition as part of it wasn't necessarily happening.
It wasn't as big.
Yeah.
So they decided to branch out, and Alan Pennington had the wonderful idea of combining the Green Awards with a nonprofit and have the nonprofit make it their fundraiser, and then that way it would bring in more individuals and more attention. So this is the fifth year that the Mid-Valley Green Awards is happening as this partnership. In order to make the event a larger draw and to bring more people to it, Marion County invited Straub Environmental Center to co-sponsor the event as our annual fundraiser. So it's really a natural marriage, because both organizations want to see the efforts and work of these folks acknowledged, as well as use it as an educational opportunity.
That's great. And I should mention that Alan Pennington is one of my waste reduction coordinator colleagues at Marion County Environmental Services, and doing events and outreach events in the community is one of his hats that he wears under his position. So let's get on kind of to the nitty-gritty. What are the categories? I know there's going to be more than just Recycler of the Year like there was in the past. So what are the categories, and who are the nominees this year?
So it's really grown and it's really changed. This year we have seven categories, And we have about 30, I believe it's 38 different nominations are included. So I'll give you a list of the categories and who is nominated.
Great.
So we've got the Recycler of the Year, and we have that split into individual and business. And the individual Recyclers of the Year are Miguel Gonzalez and Ben McGowan. And nominees in this category display outstanding efforts or leadership in the area of recycling in general for both individuals and businesses. The Business Recycler of the Year nominees are Assistance League of Salem Kaiser, DIY Studio or Do-It-Yourself Studio, Life Source Natural Foods, Marion County Jail, and the Oregon Department of Corrections. And then we have a category that is called Sustainable Business of the Year, both small and large. And this category acknowledges businesses who are aware of their place in the community and are mindful of their impact on the environment. They foster sustainability in their organization or in the community. So the small business nominees for Sustainable Business of the Year are Cascade Baking, DIY Studio, Fresh and Local Foods, Minto Island Growers, O'Neill Pine Company, Salem Ale Works, and Santiam Valley Ranch. And in that same thought, the Sustainable Business of the Year for the large businesses are Advantage Precast, Capital Auto Group, Oregon Department of Corrections, Salem Kaiser Transit, and Willamette Valley Vineyards. So one of the really fun, I think, categories that we have is the Green Apple Award. And this Green Apple Award can be given to classroom teachers or anybody who's involved in general public education. And these environmental educators impart knowledge about the natural world, and they provide meaningful ways for students to interact with it. So the nominees this year are Lori Aguirre, Wynne Cudmore, Jared Hibbard Swanson, and Ralph Weisner. And a new category as of last year is Sustainable Product or Service of the Year. And this category honors those companies that offer a product or service with a significant social, environmental, and economic benefit over traditional alternatives. For example, the nominees are Dirtworks, Fresh and Local Foods, Minto Island Growers, Fizz Spa, Reboot Computer Shop, and the Salem Progressive Film Series. And then we have a category of Earthwise Business of the Year. So the Earthwise Business of the Year displays outstanding efforts and in continually reducing their environmental bottom line and improve their progress on the criteria that qualified them in the first place to become Earthwise certified. So the nominees in that category are Advantage Precast, they call it The Block, which is the Grand Hotel in Salem, the Salem Convention Center, and Bentley's Grill, all as a group together. Bruce Pack, Capital Auto Group, Cascade Baking, Financial Products and Services, Life Source Natural Foods, and Oregon Department of Corrections.
Right.
It's a long list.
Yes, it is. And that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so exciting that we have such a pool and so many people who are willing to take the effort to fill out a nomination form.
Right.
You know, which takes a little, a bit of work and background to make sure you write a good one. And I would definitely highlight the importance if you'd like to nominate someone to write a really good nomination.
You know,
take your
time.
The
nominations are important.
Yes, it's the only way that the review committee really knows what's going on with your nominee. So, to follow up on that, can you maybe highlight some previous years' winners? Just give some examples of great members of our community that have won in the past.
Yeah, so some examples of sustainable services and products, because last year was the first one, Salem Harvest and Barnwood Naturals. Mm-hmm. They each were winners in that category. Some of the sustainable businesses were given to places like Safe Corporation, Hilliard's Ford, Allied Video, City of Salem, and Elahi Vineyards. Another category, the Green Apple, were given to winners such as Marie Carver, Sally White, Maureen Focal. And then individual and organizational recyclers of the year have included Ellen Stevens with Assistance League of Salem, Bob Ferris with Marion County Jail, Friends of Salem Saturday Market, and the Habitat for Humanity Mid-Valley Restore. And so you can see by that list and the other list I gave you, the variety of businesses mm-hmm. and individuals. And I mean, we have everywhere from a spa to a Marion Correctional Facility to Salem Kaiser Transit to a hotel to a car dealership. Right. So it's really a wide variety.
Yeah. And I think you can see just by that list, both of the nominees we have this year and past winners, of why I am so excited to do this show. There mm-hmm. are a lot of really cool stories to yeah. tell in Marion County about people who are doing really innovative things. So yes. hopefully we'll be kind of pulling from some of these winners to bring them into the studio and talk about, you know, what they did mm-hmm. Or what they're doing now that warranted that the recognition. And I must say that just being on this nominees list is an incredible amount of recognition. Yes. It's a tough decision to decide between nominees sometimes because any one of them could be, you know, completely worthy mm-hmm. of the award, and you can only pick one in each category. What do you think the benefit to the community is in giving awards like these?
So the Straub Environmental Center's mission is to create awareness and understanding of our relationship to the environment, working in partnership with our community. And our environmental education programs teach and motivate people to become active stewards of our environment. And we see the Green Awards as our largest educational opportunity. By showcasing these folks who are leading the way in sustainable practices, we're giving the Mid-Valley community prime examples of how they too can be leaders in their own ways. By being aware of and improving your own contribution to keeping the Mid-Valley sustainable and practicing environmentally responsible actions, both individuals and businesses, everybody benefits. So change begins with awareness, and the Green Awards brings that awareness front and center for our entire community.
Yes, and it's a fun event. I mean, yes. it's a fun one. It's fun to have an event that shows up on the social pages of the mm-hmm. Statesman Journal, and by showing that this is not just an all serious topic, that we get to have some fun with it, we get to recognize people, and this is an important part of the community's fabric, is to recognize those who are making this effort to keep our whole community healthy mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that it's kind of morphed to where it is now, mm-hmm. Where we get to present these great right. people to the community.
Sure.
So what else is happening at the event? This is the Green Awards is kind of the showstopper at
right.
the end. We're all waiting to find out yeah. who the winners are going to be, but the event is going to be more than that. What else
yeah.
is going to happen?
So since the event is our fundraiser, we'll also be having a silent auction and a wall of wine and a raffle for some amazing items, experiences, and trips. And this year, we're also very excited to announce that Do-It-Yourself Studio will be putting on the first trash and show at the Green Awards. For the last month or so, about 15 kids and adults have been taking classes at the DIY studio to learn how to create gowns from used, found, thrown out, or repurposed elements. So these individuals will be strutting their newly created gowns at the Green Awards as they walk down the catwalk and the audience learns about the philosophy and background of each of the gowns. And then in addition, we're also going to be having a photo booth, where attendees will be able to use props related to outdoor adventures like hiking boots, hats, walking sticks, backpacks, and pose with their friends in a park-like setting at the event. So this will be free for the attendees, and they'll be able to download their pictures after the event from a Flickr page also for free. So we're going to add a lot of fun, different elements this year.
Cool. So where can people find out more information about the event?
So you're welcome to call our center, which is our phone number is 503-391-4145. Or you can purchase a ticket, see the silent auction items and the list of nominees at www.midvalleygreenawards.org.
Great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there.
Yeah. Yes, you will be. Handing out the awards.
All right. Well, as we wrap up this first episode or show of Waste Matters on the Air, I want to give you a little preview of what's happening next week. I'm going to bring one of my colleagues in, and I promise I won't just make this all about my colleagues in Marion County, but my colleague Bailey Payne is going to come in because he's going to really be able to set up a really great foundation for us on why does waste matter? Why are we here talking about this? What kind of impact in the community can you have by learning how to reduce your waste? So next Thursday, February 27th, so that'll be 2 weeks from today, I'll have Bailey Payne come in to talk about that. And I want to let everybody know that if you have any questions for me and you'd like me to answer them on the air, you can email me at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. That's environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. And if I get a few questions in, I can answer those on the air before we kind of move on to our other topics. Thank you all for listening, and I look forward to coming back again in a couple of weeks.